USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
With violent crime in Chicago being very high, one business can't wait to get out. The Chicago Bears football team has rejected Mayor Lightfoot's multi-billion dollar offer to improve Soldier Field and keep the Bears in Chicago. The team will stick to its plans to move 30 miles away to Arlington Park. Presidents Biden and Xi Jinping will speak Thursday, their first conversation in 4 months as new tensions between Washington and Beijing over China's claim on Taiwan as the Chinese talking war. House Republicans are calling on the Biden administration to release information related to the chaotic withdrawal of U.S. troops just about a year ago that preceded the collapse of the Afghan government and the Taliban retaking power with the help of billions of dollars in military equipment from the United States. USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Executives from major gun manufacturers are set to testify on the Hill Wednesday before a U.S. House of Representatives panel. The hearing will be held by the House Oversight Committee. The last of the former Minneapolis police officers will be sentenced for violating George Floyd's civil rights. They'll learn their fate on Wednesday. The two were convicted in February of 2 counts of violating Floyd's civil rights in 2020. The two did get a victory last week when a U.S. district judge issued rulings that changed murder to involuntary manslaughter. Consumer confidence fell for the 3rd straight month.
Consumer confidence is falling due to worries about high inflation. The Conference Board's Consumer Confidence Index fell more than 2.5 points in July for the 3rd straight monthly decline. The board noting rising food and gas prices continue to weigh on consumers. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
David was in big trouble with the IRS.
At first, I didn't owe that much, but after this year, it was out of control.
Then David called Get a Tax Lawyer.
Right away, they were like, oh yeah, looks like you're qualified to save.
Get a Tax Lawyer went to work.
Should have called way sooner.
Get a Tax Lawyer has helped thousands like David fight the IRS and get a fresh start.
Call 800-745-3070. That's 800-745-3070.
A strong 7.0 earthquake set off landslides and damaged buildings in the northern Philippines area of Abra on Wednesday, killing at least 4 people and injuring dozens. After President Biden surrendered America's energy independence, Russia can now control Europe's free markets. The number one economy, Germany, has suffered another cutback Wednesday of energy from Russia and has created uncertainty as fall and winter approach. Former ambassador to Germany and President Trump's National Intelligence Director, Rick Grenell, on Newsmax last night.
Well, one thing they're not going to do is say that Donald Trump was right, but they should. Look, he warned them for a long time that what they were doing, the strategy of constricting their energy and putting it all into Russian gas was really a wrong strategy. And we knew it, the rest of Europe knew it, but for some reason Chancellor Merkel didn't know it. I do think that we should have a discussion, the political world should have a discussion about the 16 years of Merkelism and whether or not they helped Europe or they helped Germany. I would argue that this idea that Germany is going to get off nuclear energy, restrict coal, try to rely just on wind and solar is really a bad idea.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.